Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is G. Wright, and you're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. Come to you live from the Washington, D.C., Baltimore area. Tonight I want to talk with you guys about something that I think that is so important. It's about love. You know, I know that you guys know that the title of the show is The Heart of Love Radio Show, The Heart of Love. You know, but I think that sometimes we spend so much time on trying to either act like we have love or we're trying to love, but we don't possibly know how to love. And that's what I want to talk to you guys about today, about love. And we're coming from the book, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, where we're talking about love. You know, so I hope you guys are doing well wherever you are. I hope you've had a good evening. Sit back, relax. The number here is 646-595-4311. If you'd like to jump in, you know, feel free. Just jump in. But before we jump in, we'll get things started today with some good music. But real quick before we do that, I want you guys to imagine yourself as a kid. Imagine all the different things that you used to do, that we used to do as kids. You know, because I think that sometimes when we think about love, kids, they love, they're not looking at the color. Most times they're not looking at the color of the skin unless it's been taught to them. They're just looking at the person. So we're talking about love. We're talking about love. And get things started with today, I'm going to play Just Love. This song is by Brian Courtney.
Man, I've been to a lot of beautiful churches, and they were filled with so many beautiful people. It was a pleasure to be there. There's just this one church in Houston, Texas, I had to write a song about, 'cause they love me. They would say, you can run, you can run, you can run, you can run, but there's no hiding place you can't deny. Don't try to fight, 'cause we love you, and there is nothing you could ever do about it. If you get off track, turn around and come right back, because we love you, and there is nothing you could ever do about it. You lose your way, you still got a place to stay. So touch somebody, find out that they understand. When you tell them what you've been through, who you are, what you had to do, even when you hear them say that the God we serve has made a way for you to lay your burden down, rest and make a joyful sound, because we love you. There is nothing you could ever do, oh no, about. If you get off track, turn around and come right back, because we love you, and there is nothing you could ever do about. If you lose your way, you still got a place to stay. So, oh, fuck somebody now. Hold tight till you let it out. Somebody's gonna stand right here and wipe away every tear. And if you need a friend, don't you wait outside, you can come on in. But even if you take your time, don't rush, it'll be alright, because we love you and there is nothing you could ever do about us. If you get off track, turn around and come right back, because we love you and there is nothing you could ever do about it. If you lose your way, you still got a place to stay, so just love, love. No fear.
Follow me, let me get you straight.
Just love,
love.
No fear,
no fear.
Just love,
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 love.
Just love,
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 love. Ooh, child, you look like my sister. My brother on my father's side. Come closer, let me look at you. Ooh, child, you look like my
This is Brother Willie Odom Sr., and you are listening to the Heart of Love radio show with your host, Minister G. Wright. Keep it locked in. The Heart of Love Radio Show.
Me and you, he will never. Me and you, he will never.
Hope you guys enjoyed yourselves. That was nothing but Just Love by Brian Courtney out of the, I believe, the Houston, Texas area. Tonight, I would like to talk with you guys about love. Now, when I think about the word about love, I think about, you know, talk about emotions, you talk about feelings, you talk about character, you talk about things that you do to make you do something. You talk about one of the greatest emotions that God has created, love. So that's what I wanted to talk about tonight. And I wanted to discuss about love, because love is so important, and love is such is something that so many people desire to talk about. Everyone wants to talk about love. Everyone wants to be loved. Everyone says that sometimes how much they love and how much they but I hope that through this teaching tonight, through this discussion, which I'm going to make an open forum. So if you'd like to call in, say something, just call the number 646-595-4311. Press 1 lets me know that you are ready to talk, that you have something on your heart and your mind that you'd like to talk about. But when we talk about love, guys, we talk about something that is it's something that so many people love, are trying to get. So many people want to be loved. So many people want to experience what love is, but sometimes we think that we know what love is, we think we know how to love, but sometimes we end up hurting the exact same people that we say that we want to show love to. So let's talk about love. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Verse 1 says this: if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all that I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. So my first point tonight is this. Without love, I am nothing. Without love, I am nothing. When you think about baking a cake, when you think about making a pie, when you think about making a casserole, just imagine that. Making a casserole and just imagine that we make a casserole to get someone that we care about. And the main ingredient is love. We say and do a lot of things in the name of quote unquote love. But my question for you today is this. What is the purpose of this love? What's the underlining purpose of what you do? Is it out of love? What is actually what it is? Because it says in verse 1 in Corinthians chapter 13 that if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. When you think about a resounding gong, that's just something that's irritating, something that just gets on your nerves. You know, it's not really doing anything at all. You know, and these are gifts. This is a gift. When we talk about tongues and speaking tongues of men and of angels. But, you know, the point is this, guys. If it doesn't matter how, if you have the evidence of speaking in tongues, you'll feel the Holy Spirit evidence of speaking in tongues, but you don't have love. You're like a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. A clanging cymbal, something that you can barely even care to listen to. You don't even want to listen to. You're like, get that thing out of here. Because it's making a whole bunch of noise. It's just noise. So it doesn't matter. In other words, guys, you can go to church. You can jump up and down and shout and fall all over. Lay hands on the sick and they recover. You can do all these different gifts. You can operate through your gifts that God has blessed you with. But if you don't have love, it's just like noise. And sometimes, you know, sometimes people say, go somewhere and sit down. That's what makes you want to say, you know. And just making it plain. You know, that's what happens if you don't have love. Without love, I am nothing, you know. Then, verse 2, if I have the gift of prophecy, that's a gift, and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, faith. That's right. Let's talk about that part. So many times, you know, we give, you might hear people say things like, the Lord showed me this and the Lord told me to tell you X, Y, Z, but you're not really necessarily doing it in love. You know, you can have all these different things. You can talk about the mysteries of God. You can talk about the earth. You can talk about creation. You can talk about the different things that you think are phenomenal in the universe, things that how great God is and how God has moved and how God has shown you things. But if you don't have love, it's nothing. You're nothing. And you can have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love. In other words, you can say, you know, I'm believing God for the blessing. I'm believing God that God's going to make a way to help me pay these bills. I'm believing all these things that I'm believing God for. But if you don't have love, I am nothing. Without love, I am nothing. You know, and that's the point that I want you guys to think about. You can have the faith, you can believe that God's going to do what he's going to do in your life. But without love, you're nothing. You know, Paul is writing in this book, and he put it in a way to make it really plain for everyone to really, really capture. You know, you can give all that you have to the poor. You can give everything you have to the poor. You say, you know what, I'm going to give to the poor and the needy because they need to know because I'm going to give to them. But you don't do it in love, you're nothing. So, and I say this thing because everything we have to do, we need to do it in love. We need to do it in love. We need to include love with it. So when you have the tongues of men and of angels, and you do have love, you do walk in love, God is going to really, really bless you. When you have to get the prophecy, can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if you have the faith that can move mountains and have love, then God can really move in your life. God can begin to change things if you include love in the whole thing. If you include love in your tithe of giving, in your tithe of encouraging people, in your, you know, sometimes we it's like our lives are like a pie. We make a pie. We do things, but you have to include the ingredients, love. You got to do it in love. You can give all you have to the poor. You can even give your life to the flames. You can give your life to, you become a martyr for what you believe in, but if you don't do it with love, you gain nothing. So I want you to understand that without love, I am nothing. Love transcends a man's talk and walk. Love transcends a man's walk and talk. It has to be included in it. It transcends it. You know, love transcends that. Love transcends all knowledge. It doesn't matter what God has shown you. If you're not walking in love, you're nothing. Now, mind you, that sometimes people will get on your nerves. So I'm not saying that sometimes you're not going to have problems. I'm not saying that sometimes that you're not going to have situations, you have to deal with situations that are hard. But what I'm telling you today is this, that you got to do everything that you do in love. Even when God corrects us, he does it in love. He does it because he loves us. And I'm sure if you're a parent or if you're a child, you've had a parent around when you're growing up, your parent might have said something like, I'm doing this, it's going to hurt you more than it's going to hurt me. It's going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. Because your parent still loves you. So everything you need to do it in love. Love also transcends humanitarianism. You know, a lot of people believe in dying for what they believe in. A lot of people believe in giving to the poor and helping those who are needy. But sometimes they do it for a write-off. Sometimes people do it for a tax break. They don't really do it for love. But sometimes they do it because people say how good they are and how well they're doing. But God says this. Through Paul, God says, if I give all that I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames but have that love, I gain nothing. You're not going to gain anything if you're giving just to give. But if you're not giving from your heart, if you're not giving out of love, if you're not doing it out of love, then you don't gain anything. You're in the same spot. You know, tonight, for those who tune in, we're talking about love. This is G Wright. The number here is 646-595-4311. I would like to hear from you. Tell me what you think about what I'm talking about so far. And right now, I'm going to play a couple songs, and I'll be right back. This is Daddy's Got You Now by Sonny Hawkins.
So you got a bill, so you got a kick. Guess who sees it, guess who knows and cares about it. Almost broke again, trying to work your plan. Slow down on the stress, cause it's not in your hands. You don't have to worry, no, you don't have to bother. It's being handled by your almighty father. Just let him do it, he'll ease your mind on through it. He loves you so much more than you could ever know. Ain't got to stress about a thing. When life is hard to learn to live, your daddy's got you now. It's your responsibility. When times get rough, you got to leave. Your daddy's got you now. Real, say it won't steal your sanity. finish your sale. Stress is just a game, you never have to play. Jesus rose so you could cast out devils in his name. Give your problems to him, I thought you said you knew him. Yeah, he's the one that's trying to carry you through him. I know it's hard, but you can let down your guard. He cares about you and he wants to see you smile.
Thank you. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gift and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. I know I can come to you, Lord. I know I can come. So I come, Lord, with a humble heart, knowing you're here. I know you're here. Everyone. And so want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my, let it be. Take my mind, let it be. Take my life, let it. Take my heart, Lord, let it be. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you.
What's happening? This is Simone Malone, your radio feel-good man of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright. That's right, the Heart of Love Radio Show. You stay right there and enjoy G. Wright.
Hope you guys have been enjoying yourselves so far. The last song that you heard was a song from my CD entitled Consecrated for You. This is G. Wright, listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. And right before that song was my cousin Eureka A. Wright's song, Thank You, Lord. You know, you're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show, and tonight we're talking about love. You know, love is something that, it's a word that we probably say and we talk about the most. I think sometimes believe that we are loving people, that we are actually loving, that we're actually walking in love. But according to 1 Corinthians 13, love transcends a man's talk or walk. Love transcends all knowledge. Love transcends humanitarianism. You know, love has to be a part of that. Love has to be in the equation. If love is not in the equation, it doesn't matter how eloquently you speak, how much you might encourage other people, their lives. Without love, you are nothing. And that's the point I want to encourage you guys with tonight. You know, without love, I am nothing. If I don't do things in love, I'm not going to gain anything. You know, I gain nothing. So my next point right now that I want to talk about is, what is love? Exactly what is love? You know, I have a friend of mine, and I would say, you know, it's not a matter of just showing me that you love. It's a matter of also saying it. But my buddy had a point. We're having this discussion about love because, you know, so many times in our lives, we think that we're loving people. We think that we are telling people that we love them. We think, you know, we're getting into relationships. We think that we're telling our girlfriends or our boyfriends that we love them. But in actuality, it's not just a matter of talking it. You've got to do it. Ladies, if you date a guy and he doesn't show some of these characteristics we were talking about, then you need to reexamine your relationships. Men, brothers, out here, if you talk to a young lady and it just seems like things are not going the way that she's not showing you love, then you need to reevaluate it. So exactly what is love? Well, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4, it says this: love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Let's stop right there. Love is patient. Have you ever dated someone and they've been so slow? Love is patient. You know, it doesn't seem like she's going to move fast enough. It just seems like she's slow. You know, growing up, I would hear my mom say stuff like, love, patience is a virtue. What does love is patient? That means that sometimes we are in places in our lives and sometimes we're processing through what God has been taking us through. We're processing through what God has been doing in our lives, but we can't rush people. Love is patient. We can't rush God. It doesn't matter how much you run, how much you push, how much you shove. If it's a matter of you waiting on something that God has told you that he's going to do in your life, then you have to wait. Love is patient. It says that love is kind. What do you think about kindness? You know, people do kind things, you know. You know, you're supposed to do kind things for people that you say you love. They might be like saying, hey, here's a friendship rose. Here's this watch I know you've been looking at. Or here's this bracelet. Or here's these earrings I want to give you. Love is kind. You do kind things. You know, there's a story of something that happened. And someone did something that was very unkind. They gave the kid a glass of hot water. Someone I know gave someone a glass of hot water. That's not love. If I'm sitting up thirsty, go and give me a glass of cold water. Don't give someone hot water and then you say, oh, I love you. You love me, but you just said it wasn't kind. You weren't kind to me. It says that love is kind. Love does not envy. You know, that envy thing can that envy thing can kill and destroy someone's life. Being envious can destroy someone's life. But love is not envy. Love is not envy. Love is not gonna say, I wish I had that her leather jacket. I wish I had his PS2. That game, PS2, you know, I wish I had what that other person has. That's not love. Love does not boast. People are always boasting about themselves. boasting what they do for other people. I did this for that person, or I did this for this person, or I got this, I did that. Now, mind you, it's all in the way you do it. It's not what you do necessarily. It's the way you do it, the way you go about doing it. Love does not boast. It is not proud. Love is not proud. You know, they would say pride goes before a fall. Normally, when people are proud, something happens that knocks them down. So love is not proud. Love is not rude. Don't you hate rude people sometimes? Sometimes we, as people, can be so rude sometimes. But it says love is not rude. Rude. Love is going to be considered. Love is going to think about the other person. Think about Jesus on the cross. When he gave his life for you, when he gave his life for me. Next time you're rude to someone, think about the people who have given their lives out of love so you can be where you are right now today. Love is not self-seeking. Love is not just trying to think, hey, I'm going to think about myself. I'm going to think about what I'm going to go through. I'm going to think about how I feel. I'm going to think about all these different things. Love is not like that. Love is not self-seeking. There's someone I know, and this person, she was always talking about, I did this, I did that, I did that, I did this, I. No, it was so bad. I didn't even want to hear her. I didn't even want to see her come my way. She was self-seeking. She claimed she wasn't, but she was. You know, love is not self-seeking. Love is not easily angered. Now, I know some of you guys, you might have some tempers, and sometimes when it's a bad day and someone's getting on your nerves, you go from 0 to 10 in 3 seconds. Yelling like you're crazy, like you've lost your mind. Sometimes that happens, but guess what? It says love is not easily angered. You know, we need to be slow to speak, quick to listen. We need to be slow to speak, but quick to listen. Love doesn't keep record of wrongdoings. You know how it is, you know, guys, when you say, oh, I forgive you. Maybe she got your nerves. Maybe she cheated on you. Maybe she cheated on you, and you say, you know what, I'm going to forgive you. And each time she does something, you say, but you did this. Don't you remember you did that? So because you cheated, I'm going to cheat. And sometimes in relationships we say that. Because the other person cheated, we say we forgive, but we truly don't truly let the thing go. And what happens sometimes, we will keep that record of wrongdoings. Or, you know what, the last time you did this to me and it hurt my feelings, the last time you said X, Y, Z and it hurt my feelings, what am I going to do now? Well, I remember what you did to me. You know, so love doesn't keep a record of wrongdoings. And if you're in a relationship right now and you're keeping a record of all doings, then maybe you need to see if, hey, you don't love this person anymore. You know, because it says love does not keep a record of wrongdoings. Just imagine if God kept a record of all the things we've done, we haven't done, that we were supposed to have done. What if God were to keep a record of all the things we've done against him? You know, love does not keep record of wrongdoings. The number here is 646-595-4311. I want to hear what's on your mind. I know some of you guys are listening, and some of you are just a little nervous about calling in, but please don't be nervous tonight. Call in and let me hear what you guys say about love. This is on the radio show. I'm G. Wright, and I'm about to go to right now BB and CC Wyatt. Changed my world, and I'll be right back. God is so good. Change Our World, BBNCCY, and I apologize for that short little glitch. And but tonight, we're talking about love. We're talking about love. We talk about the fact that without love, I am nothing. Without love, we are nothing. We talk about the fact that what love is. My last point tonight is this: love never fails. You know, in rough times and situations of distress and grief and in situations of discomfort, one thing that I want you guys to remember and to realize and to know and to put into practice is the fact that love never fails. So if you have your Bibles, we're just basically just going straight down 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We're in verse 8 where it says, love never fails, period. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's a period behind it. Love never fails, period. That's a statement. Love never fails. It says this, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. Now, in other words, I want to tell you guys to this about this and the whole thing about earthing season is the fact, because these things are partial. These are partial in nature. These are things that are going to come. There's a time and place for everything. There's a time and place for everything under the sun. But guess what? Love never fails. But with their prophecies, they will cease. People who are saying, you know, that's it, Lord, or saying what they believe that God sent them to do, guess what? At some point in time, those people are going to pass away. At some point, their tongue is going to cease. They will stop with their prophecies. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. It says this, for we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. So in other words, we know a little bit. We have a little bit. You know, it's something that's going to happen. We know in part, and we prophesy in part. Because we don't fully know everything. But when perfection comes, when Jesus Christ comes again, the imperfect disappears. My second point, I need love that fails. It's be mature in love. It says in verse 11 of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it says, when I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now, this is a scripture that Latridges preach and judgment verse all out and everything. But I need you to listen. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. I need you guys to understand something today. We're talking about love. You know what? When I was a child, I talked like a child. Maybe I would have said some things that would have been out of line with the fact that about love as a child. Perhaps as a child, perhaps I might have talked and I might have said things. I might have been envious. I might have said some things and said it was love, but it really wasn't love as like a child. And perhaps I reasoned like a child. Perhaps I said, you know, this person was dancing toward me. I'm going to boast, because, you know, we already said that love does not boast. I reason like a child, but when I became a man, now for ladies who are listening, this to a man in general, mankind, man, not necessarily man, but this goes for ladies as well. When I became a man, when I became an adult, when I became mature, I put childish ways behind me. So we and realizing that love never fails, we've got to put childish things behind us. There's no sense for 50, 60-year-olds acting as if they're 16. No, be mature. If you're in your late 30s, don't go around acting like you're in your teens, like you're a teenager. When situations come up, love, be patient, be kind. Don't envy, don't boast, don't be proud, don't be rude, don't be self-seeking, don't be easily angered. No, keep record of wrong doing, of wrong, period. Be mature about the whole thing. And I believe that's what, and I believe, honestly, y'all, that that's what God is really, really, really thinking of and wants from us. And that's for us to truly, truly, truly walk in love. And the only way to walk in love is to just go ahead and do the thing. The only way to walk in love is to really and truly walk in love. You know, there's no other way about it. You know, if we're going to be mature, be mature. You know, when I was a child, I thought as a child. But be mature about the whole thing and love. In verse 12, it says, now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then shall I know fully, even as I am fully known. You know, we know in part, and we experience God in part, but when that day comes, when we're standing face to face, we're going to truly know. We're going to truly know things that we didn't know. We're going to truly understand. Now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Faith. We've got to have faith. Hope. We've got to have hope. And love. Faith, hope, and love. We talk about the love, that type of love, that love that Jesus Christ showed when he gave his life and died for our sins. That's the type of love we're talking about. So you have faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. The greatest thing that we have as Christians is love. The greatest thing we have as human beings is love. You know, my mother would say stuff like, if you're not doing it in love, don't do it at all. If you're not doing it in love, don't do it at all. I'm telling you today, everything you do needs to be in love. If you're having a discussion with someone and it's a heated discussion and it's a discussion that the person might not really, really care that much about, I want you to understand that you've got to do it in love. You know, if you have to tell someone off, you have to tell them some things that you know they're not going to like, you've got to do it in what? In love. If you're having to make decisions today and you say, God, I want to do this, but I don't feel like I can do this, or this person has angered you and made you upset and you are ready to tell them off and give them peace of your mind, don't do that. You've got to do it in love. The most important thing I've got to tell you today is do what you do and do it with love. Like when you're making that cake and you put all these different things, patience and thoughtfulness and all these different things, you do it in love. You know, one of the things that we have to do as people, we have to examine our own hearts. We have to make sure that we're doing what we do, not to just do it to help someone, but we're doing it with love. Not because, oh, I've got to do this, I really don't want to do it, but here you go. No, we have to do everything that we do in love. It makes the biggest difference. So I'm encouraging you today, wherever you are, I'm encouraging you today to do what you need to do in love. I'm encouraging you to make changes that you need to make and do it in love. Basically, do everything you do in love, because according to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, without love, we're nothing. So next time you're talking and you're trying to encourage people and you're trying to tell people different things that God's done in your life, and next time you're moving in faith and you're believing that God's going to do what he's going to do, but when you're doing that, have love. Do it in love. Have love. Do it in the right mind. Have love. Also, not only just that. The next time if you're giving to the poor and you're even unwilling to give your life for someone else, do it in love. Do it in love. Don't just do it just to do it, because people say that's the right thing to do. No. Do it out of love, because otherwise you don't gain anything. You don't gain anything. And the biggest thing I want you guys to get today is this. Love is one of the most underrated and overrated emotions that we talk about in our lives. People die because they're not loved. People commit suicide because they're trying to let people know that, hey, I need help. I need some help. I want to be loved. People are hurting people because they're crying out to be loved. So when you see that people are having a hard time, don't gloat over them, but love. Because at the end of the day, who are we without love? If we're not loving each other, who are we? We're nothing. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter what car you drive. If you don't have love, you're nothing. Now, don't get this overrated and think that, and misunderstood, not saying overrated. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. It doesn't mean that you go out and you give everything that you have to someone who doesn't have. It doesn't mean that you take anyone else's verbal abuse. But whatever you do, do it in love. Do it in love. Whatever you do, do it in love. Make sure love is the foundation of everything that you do and everything you say. And make sure that you show people that you love by being kind, by not being rude, by not being self-seeking, by not keeping a record of wrongs, no matter what. And just remember that love never fails. Everything else will fail, but love never fails. This is G. Wright. I appreciate you guys for tuning into the Hard Love Radio Show. Please make this show a favorite of yours. Tell your friends about it. Check me out at gwrightonline.com. You can Twitter me at gwrightlove. You can also check me out on CD Baby. Just look for G. Wright. God bless you. I'm on Facebook. Join my Facebook page, G. Wright. Be encouraged and know that no matter what happens, God is with you. I love you, and know that God is with you. God bless you. Now, see you this coming Thursday from 6 to 7.
The Heart of Love Radio Show.